Hey, everybody, I'm Nick Layton.
And I'm Leah Bonema.
And we're the hosts of Were You Raised by Wolves?
Each week, we try to make the world a kinder, nicer place.
Well, that's the idea, at least.
I mean, we try.
Have you ever wondered what to do if you're ghosted?
Or what to do when a friend asks you to borrow money?
Or the proper way to eat Cheetos?
You know, the big questions.
So please find Were You Raised by Wolves wherever you listen. You're like a hottie, bro. Hey. You're a hottie, bro. You're a hottie, 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 hottie.
Gunwash often has language that some people will find inappropriate, so don't listen at your own risk.
That's right. Listen at your own risk, but listen carefully as we are on Gunwash. It is Gunwash news time here in Bushwick, New York,
yes,
and we are live once again. And I see many friends around me, including some old friends who I haven't seen in quite a while. Well, we've got plenty of things to talk about and some people in studio and some people planning on calling in, so stay tuned. Gunwash is coming up next.
I'm not the supreme expert on cleaning guns, but I do know a little bit, and I'm just going to share my little tips and ideas with you.
Sup, yo? Look what I'm doing.
He's got the pyramid teabag.
Hey, look at that. So this magic trick I'm doing?
No, I don't.
I failed.
Welcome to Gunwash. My name is Aaron. It's almost 9 p.m. here in Bushwick, and we are broadcasting live to you. It is Gunwash. We are proud broadcasters on the heritageradionetwork.org. Make sure you go and donate. Armando, did you donate? They were asking me all week.
Yeah, I donated $6.
Donate.
Incorrect. Did not.
Oh.
Well,
you know.
I'm down to donate tonight. What's good?
Yeah.
Me too.
Can I? I'll pull out my checkbook.
Oh, listen. Jack was hot under the collar. He was like, please, 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 give me that fucking paper, bro. I purchased. Yo, really, really, he was.
What do I got to buy?
He was like, no, I listened.
Seriously.
What do you got to buy? I purchased.
Seriously.
Oh, let me tell you. I purchased
the membership again?
The gold package, bro.
Which is?
No, I'm just kidding. I paid like, you know, like $35 or something like that. But look, I feel, this is the thing, you know, Armando.
He pays to have his own show.
Hey, listeners, no, I'm sorry. The compressor was not on for the first few minutes, so it might hurt your ears a little bit.
That's okay.
But I fixed it.
That's what Gunwash is about. Noises,
yeah,
sound,
mistakes.
Crazy.
This is the show where we do mistakes.
Listen, you know what I'm going to say. Odetta, you know what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, none of that. No.
No HVs?
No HV, bro. No HV. I see Jack. He's like looking really mad. No hate of vibes.
You know that emoji? No. You know that emoji with this, like the vent with the red thing?
Yeah. No, I think that means hot food, brother.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what the emoji with the smoke coming out of his nose is?
No.
Everyone thinks he's angry. In fact, he's triumphant.
Oh, he's triumphant because
that's bullshit.
No,
it's
maybe
true.
It's true.
The original Japanese emoji, like name thing, is triumphant face.
Oh, so it's a fucking
look it up, baby.
Musashi Kunyoshi Irizumi.
Nah, but what about Bitmoji? What about Bitmoji? Jeremy,
Bitmoji's popping.
All I know is all week, Max Bode and Armando have been sending animated images of themselves.
Okay, well, hey, welcome to Gunwash. This is the Coachella recap, baby.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny about that? They were saying I thought it was South by Southwest. I can't tell the difference between these things. I wish I could go, although I'm hearing now that Jack and Odetta have crazy stories from Coachella.
I have
and of
a quick question for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before.
Please,
how
field.
Come people go to Coachella angry?
Well, you know, our friend Francine, who's joining us. We haven't met yet, but we're
nice
meeting
to
as
meet
we
you.
We're meeting now. Nice to meet you. I'm Aaron. She put me onto this thing. It's a it's a hashtag that the kids use it. It's like one word you put a thing on, and it's called Nocella. But I don't know if you remember this. My team a couple years ago we coined the phrase
Hotella,
right? Because germs went and stayed in a hotel instead of camping and played music. But I've heard, Armando, to answer your question, that Nutella is for those people who go there angry, not trying to hear music or something like that, right?
People are angry?
Well,
I see social media people are like, oh man, I'm going to Coachella.
Yeah, see,
like a serious face, like that's their normal bitch resting face.
No, I think that these people with the bitch resting face are actually upset. They're upset because they're just upset people in general. But they go to Coachella, like you said, Francine, just to go to the parties, not to hear music. And it's like, it's almost like, why aren't you going there to enjoy the things that are, that it's there for?
Like, you know, for example, like
they
Art Basel or something.
They just want to join the big party, but not have to pay.
No, like, you know how, like, for example, like, I don't want to go to this party, but I'm going.
Yeah, it's like
no,
a bunch
like
of
a
shit. That's like living. That's like
shit.
Living in New York. It's like, I gotta move. Well, then move. Well, no, I want to stay here and suffer. Anyway, so much of that stuff. So much of that stuff coming up tonight.
Yo.
Coming up tonight, sir.
What does this outline say? Oh, music.
Yeah. By the way, I was serious. Yeah, we're going to go to Herbert Spliffington. You're on Gunwash.
Wow, you went with Herbert, huh?
Hey, listen, bro. That's my brother, man. I seen him all week this week.
Okay, I really fixed the compressor this time.
All right. Well, listen, listeners, I was serious. I donated. Armando donated. Well, he didn't, but he will tonight.
Well, I'll donate tonight. I will tonight. Yeah, Jack, I promise.
Odetta and Jack donated. And listen, you should. If not to the Kickstarter, to heritageradionetwork.org. Without you guys, public radio doesn't exist, and we're here to share it with you
music.
Now. So music time, and Herbert Livingston, love that. Gunwash.com, live calls, 718-497-2100.
You're telling people that I'm power on reversing. That's why it's not in decent language, but a slang and I'm cursing. Paper clotting, Congo clotting, and grass clotting, clothes clotting. Who's him? But wait, who him? Oh, come. He's trying to
think. Where's the weed?
Trying to think. I tell you, Pete, better I'm dealing. Trying to think. Trying to think. No, to fight it. People are talking. Run on the back of me all rehearsing. You're telling people that I'm power on reversing. That's why it's not indecent language, but a slang and I'm cursing. Chapter rolling, paper clotting, Congo clotting, and glass clotting, clothes clotting. Who's him? But who him? Oh, come. He's trying to think. He's trying to think. I tell you, Pete, better I'm dealing. Trying to think. He's trying to think. No, to fight fist to fist. What's happening? He want trouble, cat, I'm telling you. You want trouble, kitty, I'm telling you. Yes, suppose, and then you get the first fools up, kicking me down, heart thumping. Please stop that, your lip ring would red like tomato catch hoppering. A big red bull being pulled pie. You better listen to I talking. You feel your bad too, you've been feeding on. You think your bad, you know what? The left soap and has only tough ha 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 and dumpling. So you feel it tough friend battling. Well, me and the cattling tiger with the striping. Strong and I will deal with crying. Lick you to your skin ding. Tear it up, you're full of wound ding ding. But let me tell you, say I eat cooked meat and I'm gonna eat your meat. You're a live human.
Did you also go to Coachella? Give us a call. 718-497-2128.
Yeah.
718-497-2128. That's 718-497-2128.
That's right. We do want to hear from you there. Keep calling on the number. That was the one Herbert Spliffington.
We got a special caller that's going to join us in just a second.
All right. Well, thank you, Jack. That was the one Herbert Spliffington playing music. You know, you can see Herbert Spliffington at Legion Bar. I don't know when, but oftentimes. Late night. They exclude me from that shit.
I haven't. You know what's so crazy? I stopped going out at the late night.
Well, good for you. I heard Jeremy was kind of mad. Says you're not hanging out as much.
Did he stop it?
Yeah, he says you're not hanging out. Anyway, listen. By the way, everyone, welcome.
I should have gone to Coachella.
Yeah, me too.
We
have someone in studio with us. I want to know actually because
we got a caller. So
all right,
yeah. Sorry.
No, I'm not mad at all. That's great.
Great.
I love callers.
So we have the one and only Laura Kirsch, who I go way back with, and she's got a good report for us from Coachella. What up, Laura?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hello.
It's going.
It's going, Laura. We are excited to hear your update and the report from Coachella.
Great.
As I heard, you were also...
Ask me some questions?
Well, I heard that you were shooting pictures for Tumblr out there, which is cool.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing. So much fun.
And so what is the situation? Are you out there seeing music, or are you out there partying, or is it a mix?
Mostly working. So for the assignment, it was like they had four or five different bloggers come out and kind of just do their own thing. So I tend to focus more on, like, festival people and, like, the culture of the people attending.
So there was...
I was kind of running around most of the day, like... just finding the wackiest characters and photographing them and kind of, like, hanging out.
I would imagine doing that job, I would get extremely anxious. You're running around. And what is the situation out there? It's a desert or...
It's not a desert. It's a polo club, Aaron.
Oh. What's the one that's the desert?
No, isn't there?
That's like Burning Man. It's like it's a polo club.
I can't tell. You know, listen, they're
so
all...
So was it raining? What was the weather
and
like?
Did you,
it was
yeah.
nice. That, like, but Laura, I want to know, you shoot a lot of festivals and stuff. What, like, how is the crowd at this thing different than other festivals you go to?
Coachella is one of the more festivals, I mean, sorry, one of the better festivals to be at in the crowd. The grounds are so beautiful, and, like, it doesn't feel overly packed. Like, the layout's really good for walking around, so that's a really good aspect of it. And, like, the people there are pretty chill, because it's California, and everyone has, like, interesting outfits on, so... For shooting the crowd, I'd definitely say it's one of the better festivals, for sure.
Meet any guys? Like, cute guys?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you meet any guys?
No, I didn't meet any guys.
What?
Pretty focused on working.
No, focusing on what? You're taking pictures.
Did you meet any people that are camera shy?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you're taking pictures. I mean, that's wonderful, don't get me wrong, but you should enjoy yourself as well. It's a wonderful festival.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, people who are at the festival who are, like, kind of hanging out in GA are really looking to get their Mac on, you know what I'm saying?
I can't imagine
they're usually out
there.
Pretty far in the hole.
You probably were just too busy, but guys were probably checking you out.
Yeah, you're probably hot. I mean, listen, I would imagine if you're a photographer out there for Tumblr...
Who's the wackiest person that you photographed, Laura?
Sorry, what?
Who's the wackiest person you photographed?
There were these two guys who were, like scooting around on these little, like, segways and, like, like, in unison. So I really enjoyed that. That was, like, pretty funny.
I also want to hear...
They had, like, a whole little, like, vaudeville act going on.
I also want to hear the story. So I called Laura, like, real early on Saturday morning. I was like, yo, what up, Laura? You going to this Refinery 29 brunch? And she's like, oh, my God, I was at this ridiculous party. God, California is crazy, blah, blah, blah. And we talked for, like, 5 minutes, and then she's like, oh, wait a minute. This isn't Jack, my ex-boss. This is a different Jack, isn't it?
See, like, this is what I'm talking about. You're like one of these. You're like one of these chicks who like doesn't really. I mean, are you out there? I mean, you got to make real connections, man.
No, but so tell me about that party, Laura.
Oh God! Well, that we went to this Paris Hilton party, which is like literally like it was the scariest party I ever went to. Like, I was actually like, I have to get out of here. This is freaking me out. We had all these like carny folks on stage, like
carny
wearing
folks?
Like shitty costumes, like a shitty Jack Sparrow and like a Cookie Monster and like all, you know, all these different characters.
Oh,
sounds like Times Square.
Yeah, like midgets and stuff.
There were some little people, yeah. And but it was mostly just people in like weird like Times Square type costumes,
yeah.
But like really low level versions of them. Then she played a version of Wonderwall.
Oh, she played?
But she played Oasis Wonderwall, but, like, it was a version that was basically just the vocals. So it was, like, with, like, all these weird people dancing on stage, and it was, like...
Oh, God.
It was,
like, dude, it sounds like...
It was, like, a bad trip. I was, like, I gotta get out of here.
Sounds like Polyphonic Spree. So, wait, so then that sounds like she's... I mean, don't you feel as though maybe... I don't know. Paris Hilton, she lives out there, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't even know who
DJing.
She is.
What?
Say that again? Sorry.
She was DJing. It was her party.
DJed. Wait, can I ask you a question about that, actually?
I don't believe that.
Is she DJing in a way that's like, is she really DJing?
Press
or is,
play DJ.
Because, yeah, is she a press play? Because I want to know, because I feel like a lot
of
people kind of say
play.
They're DJs. Yeah.
Press play. She's a PP.
I mean, she wasn't like, she didn't have like CDJs or anything. She just was DJing off her laptop.
She was a scratch.
Nice.
No,
I need, I don't know. I like to see some
hey, Laura,
hardware.
What was the best show that you saw?
Wait, I'm sorry, you guys are all talking at once. What did you say?
What was the best show that you saw?
I gotta say, and I'm not just saying this from Long Island, I was super blown away by the Brand New performance. I haven't seen them play since it's probably like,
what's the,
probably what? Like 10 years.
Yeah, I missed that.
Armando,
and
do you know who Brand New is?
It's
yeah.
like some band.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Band.
It's like oh, new, so it's like a new edition or some shit like that, right?
That might be the only, they might have been the only people from Long Island at Coachella.
Brand New is like a post-punk band.
Oh, they're from Long Island?
Yeah, but they really
they've
like grown into their sound and like progressed as they've gotten older, and they didn't like kind of keep the same like Long Island sound from they had like
Long Island sound.
Ago, but I was just, it was probably the best performance I've ever seen them do. So I was very impressed.
They're like a new generation Blink 182 or some shit.
No, they're way less pop punk. They're a lot more just like straight up rock than Blink 182.
They're a little bit emo. Well,
what's the band
anyway.
Again?
Brand New.
Brand new. They play like punk. Let's play some. I got to hear this.
What about the Drake thing? Did you stay for the Drake thing?
Oh, what happened?
Drake's my dude,
I don't know. I was there for half of Drake, but then my ride left, so I had to go. But I couldn't see very much because I was so far back into the crowd that I couldn't like see barely anything.
We'll get into that, but you just said your ride was there. Like, that's what I want to talk about. How hard is it to get to and from that shit?
No.
How hard is it to get home from Coachella?
Yep.
Well, it's not, you know, actually, I had a shuttle pass also, but I had to go somewhere with these people, so I couldn't lose them. The shuttle pass is actually pretty great. Like, it gets you off-site really quickly. You don't have to deal with the Uber situation, and then, like, you can easily get an Uber once you're off-site to anywhere you need to go, and it's not going to be a crazy wait or super expensive.
Can I?
If I was going to the festival again, like, I would recommend that to anybody.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I would never in my life go to a place that I could not get out of. I don't understand.
You don't leave your house.
Yeah,
dude.
But that's absolutely untrue. I leave my house very often, and I go on my own thing, and that's fine.
I've seen him do an excursion.
Oh, excuse me, I'm extremely well traveled.
Well, listen, whatever. Laura's got a show to go to, but I want to make sure people can find the photos you took. Where can they find them?
LauraJuneKirsch.tumblr.com.
Awesome. Thanks for calling in, Laura.
June.
Bye, guys.
Nice
Have
meeting
fun.
You. Bye.
And that was the one Laura Kirsch here on Gunwash. Well, thank you very much, Laura Kirsch, for coming on and talking about Coachella.
I want to go next year. You know, I kind of want to go.
No, I think that was wonderful. I just think, I don't know.
You just to mentally prepare yourself.
I've been to Bonnaroo, so I'm ready.
Yeah, but Bonnaroo is another thing. When we went to that thing, you know, we were kind of stuck. Well, I had a hotel room, but they didn't wake me up
it's
to bring
just
me there.
It's just such a production, but if you're prepared, I think you're good to go. You can just, like, I could rent never a house be... with, like, 10 people.
I could never be
I'll
prepared
prep
for
the
that.
House for you.
The
for
house?
All of us.
The house? What's the house?
You gotta have a house.
You gotta
What's
have a house?
House
at Coachella?
There's
yes.
a house. I thought you sleep in tents.
You don't
want
to. No, you don't want to. Oh,
nobody.
Stay
the
in
people
a tent.
That stay
Dust
in tents are like lepers.
You.
We were like the losers.
Yeah, but why then? Why would you do that, Jack? I mean, I just want to know. I mean, why would you. If there's
listen,
a whole.
Listen, I was covering Coachella for Heritage Radio.
So you
I got
be an
media
adventure.
Passes.
Yeah.
I interviewed the chefs. It was a lovely time.
But it was like an adventure. I mean, like, for me...
Listen, I'll tell you this way, right? So I got friends at the Ace Hotel, and they were like, oh, we'll hook it up. We'll give you the media VIP rate. And I'm like, fuck yeah, all right. I don't got a camp. I don't got to do nothing.
Perfect.
I'm going to stay
tell
at the Ace. This
the
is great.
This
Hotella
was.
Is about to go down.
Yeah.
And then right before we leave, I get the email, and I'm like, okay, so what's the VIP rate? They're like $500 a night.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And that's why I say the house.
I'm like, $500
what's
a
house?
Night.
Just get
like
a house.
Like an Airbnb?
No, get a house. Have 20 people stay in there.
Yeah, but what's the house? What is a house?
I
house?
Can't
so
live with a
many
lot of
houses in Palm Springs that you can just rent, like Airbnb.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then
go
you just
there.
Have to spend like $100 for a weekend. Then you're good.
$100?
I'll tell you, Armando, if I couldn't leave... Just
but,
the word
but even then,
on
even if
site
you, so
makes me nervous. It makes me shudder.
Our friend
I'm like
Sydney was staying at a beautiful mansion with
Which
a hot
lady?
Tub and everything.
I know
friend
her.
Sydney.
Oh,
yeah,
she's very cute, that lady.
Yeah, very cute. So she was staying at this like crazy mansion. I looked it up because she's like, oh, come by, we're barbecuing. It was an hour and a half away from the festival grounds. I'm just like, why are you even going out?
Yeah,
she
yeah,
was
yeah.
late.
Yeah, yeah,
she
yeah.
didn't prepare.
Yeah,
enough
yeah.
Time.
And then she like shows up to the festival at 8 p.m. And it's just kind of like, well, what's the fucking point?
Why don't you just listen to
the
radio?
The country. Yeah, exactly. Like, watch the videos on YouTube.
What are people doing during the day?
Let me tell you something. That's what
during the day.
Odetta, that is what
Coachella.
Fucking. That's what.
And their performance going.
No,
on
no,
no.
It's
the
like
day.
Half the people, like the GA people, are at Coachella, and then like the VIP people, whatever, are like hungover and waking up at their overpriced hotel rooms.
See, at Bonnaroo, I felt like it was mixed in. I felt like the VIP people were there in the morning too. I mean, I
yeah.
Don't,
I gotta. I gotta interject one more time.
Sure.
So we have another caller. We might go like 2 minutes late on this segment.
Okay, yeah.
But I'm gonna tell the story real quick before I introduce him. When Jeremy found out we were going to Coachella, he's like, "Oh, hit up my boy Xavier." I hit up Xavier, he's the man. He's like, yo, I'm gonna take care of you. I'm gonna hook you up, bro. It's all good. So we fly into LA and we drive to Palm Springs, get there at 4 in the morning, and his girl lets us into his parents' house, this beautiful place in Palm Springs. We take showers, we sleep well. There's a joint there waiting for us, all
wow.
rolled up. This
wow.
guy was literally
a
savior and an angel, and he's on the line right now.
Oh, man. Well, I need
wow.
to say,
a
listen.
California angel.
Xavier, are you there on the phone?
Yeah, what's happening? What's happening?
Hey, listen, I have to say, Xavier, I have never met...
Xavier's not his real name either, but that's we'll go with Xavier.
That's okay. Do you mind if I call you Xavier, sir?
Yeah, whatever you want, man.
Excellent.
All good.
Well, I have to say, I've never met you in person, but I have to say, if you treated my friends Jack and Odetta well, you are a friend of mine. And apparently,
Spliffs.
And Spliffs,
of course.
Oh, thank
you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are the weed Jesus, so I'm told.
That's what Sprouty called him.
From the outline. Yes, so Sprouty called you weed Jesus. Now, why do you think you have that name?
Why do I have that name?
Yeah, I mean, why do you think you have that name? I find it interesting.
I'm pretty sure it's just us who's calling that.
Well, I don't know. I guess I have weed all around me.
You have weed all around you.
I turn water into weed, basically.
Oh, okay. Wow. See, now that's a great answer. Totally. There you go. Well,
so I want to hear about Coachella from your perspective, dude, because he's in Palm Springs. He's been going to these Coachellas. He's a local, you know, in the area, been seeing the festival for years. What was it like for you this year? What did you notice about Coachella?
Biggest thing I noticed was the lack of partying. Out of all the years I've been here doing this and having things to offer for people, this was the least partying type of year. I had the lowest amount of sales for my delivery service. All my friends that sell other, you know, illicit things, they had also pretty bad times too. So it was all around, with medical marijuana all the way to any illegal thing. I was just hearing that people were not partying very hard. Hmm. And so that ended for those kind of business people in Palm Springs. They had a bad time, I guess.
Corporate parties, maybe.
You know, Xavier, I have to say, from listening to you, you strike me as the kind of guy who probably went to, like, the Oxford of partying. So if there's no partying going on, I could imagine you'd be a little bit disappointed.
I don't know. I don't think I have, like, too high of standards or anything for my partying, but I definitely don't like to see people just kind of standing around, you know, checking out their phones and stuff when there's some serious partying to be had all around you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like that perspective.
Yeah, see? Listen, Jared, listen.
And let me be clear. Odetta and I partied.
All right. So that's okay.
Oh, I believe it.
Well, not up to his standards, apparently.
Did Jeremy say you don't believe it?
No, I said I do believe it.
He believes that.
You were hanging out with Xavier.
That's right.
I could see Jack and Odetta with, like, a bunch of hula hoops.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Xavier, we are on Gunwash. Is there anything you'd like to say to our listeners? We're worldwide right now. You can express whatever you'd like.
I'd like to tell everybody they need to calm the fuck down. Mm. They need to smoke a joint. Mm-hmm. They need to relax. Maybe eat a pie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Take it easy.
All right.
That's what I'm doing today, and that's what I think they should also do.
What kind of pie?
A lemon key pie.
A lemon key.
Fur.
All right. Well, Xavier, you are one of a kind. What can I say?
Hey, Adam, Xavier, this is Odetta. I just want to say thank you so much because we still have grapefruits left over from the tree in your backyard, and I swear to God, those are the best fucking grapefruits I've ever had. I have one every single morning, and they saved our lives out of Coachella. So thank you so much for the hospitality, and when you come to New York, we're going to hook you up real good.
And that is not a lie.
Thank you.
You will be hooked up in an extreme way.
Peace, kid.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Good to hear you again, man.
Yeah, it's great to hear your voice for the first time.
He called in when I got back.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Second time. Great to hear your voice, pal. I love you.
Another right on, thanks,
dude. Yeah. All right, well, I'll see you when I go to California, and thank you very much for calling in. We are going to go to Spliffington for just a few minutes.
It
and,
feels good to make new friends on the air.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, that's the only place I can make friends. I'm not nice enough to make them in real life. So we'll be back in just a few minutes here on Gunwash. Make sure you tune in, just like our friend Xavier. The weed Jesus listens to Gunwash, so obviously you should. When we come back from Spliffington, we'll talk to our friend Francine and a little bit more about Coachella, as well as Jack and Odetta's adventures. Gunwash.com, coming at you.
You better go on and love me. You better go on and let me. You better go on. I'm no pushover, man, because you see me look so easy. And I conduct myself discreetly. There's also a different side of me that you don't know. I'm no pushover. Till you walk in and on your posse, you want to come and try. What's mine is mine.
me no skinty, I don't mean no jester. Me a the owner, half me go for while. Me no take no prisoner, so boy, run out to town. Call me a rude boy, me no powder nobody. Bad boy, me no motor massive. Bad boy, eh eh, me a the owner for the yard, the yard, the yard, the yard, the yard. So be white with the next rude boy, pong, pong, pong. Yeah, you make do the business, put it on me, get to keep it warm, warm, warm. Don't try to test me, or disrespect me, cause if you do that, you remain in deals, now go pretty. Call me a rude boy, me no pound and nobody. Bad boy, me no motor massy. Rude boy, eh, eh, me a the one of the yard, the yard, the yard, the yard, the yard. When they see me, take me for a simpleton. Get to know me, then they know send me article. All the while, so my watch and peep. But if I prove dry test, me barely my seat. Rude boy, me no cold and a body. Bad boy, hey, hey. Me no motor massive. Hey. Rude boy, me I don't wanna feel the floor.
Wake it on and tell the people. Oh, tell them that the culture is coming their way. Now that the girl picking them, this pink. I wanna live on a inch watch and I'll sit there. Hey, thinking back in time when the girl pick me was on my mind. Jamaican girls remember. Oh, the woman them nice, them fat, them sexy and sick. Thinking back in time when the girl pick me was on my mind. Jamaican girls remember. Oh, the woman them nice, them fat, them sexy and the woman them fat and them sexy and me want say so. Look good in them body and I talk me. You know the woman them fat and them sexy and me want say so. Look good in them body and I talk me. You know the woman them sexy, fat and them sexy. The woman them attack me. Look good in the body and the woman them a. Hear me now, watch ya, see ya, come ya. You know, me tell you know, what me do? Thinking back in time when big girl picnic was on me mind. Jamaican girls remember. Even the one them in New York, London and even Canada. When you say a bad boy and you run town, cool down. You run off your mouth too much. Me show you some mirror about yourself. Talk, I'm gonna take back time. Hear me now, what me do? What's up?
Thinking back in time when killing sound was on my mind. And them sound them remember. How them sound boy the foolish run come test my sound. What me do? Thinking back in time when killing sound was on my mind. And them sound them remember.
When you say a bad boy and you run town, cool down. You run off your mouth too much. Me I show you some mirror about yourself. Tanka with the tech bank time. Hear me now. What me do? Watch ya.
Thinking back in time when killing sound was on my mind. And them sound them remember. How them sound boy the foolish run come test my sound. What me do? Thinking back in time when killing sound was on my mind. And them sound them remember. How the little boy them fool for run come test. This a big champion sound. What me do? Kill them. And if a sound test, you know the winner go pet them. Come my son in the place, you know. We have done more than them. And if I sound this way, dub, we not them. You know, watch me now. Me tell you know, worries are worries, trouble and problem. Even the test we sound tonight, you know, on the sound go on. Life in. Worries are worries, trouble and problem. Even the test we sound tonight, you know, on that to the life in.
I want to know this, you know. I we up this year. Anyway, them take it. At the turn of the final run. Hey. Me come hot, me come blazing hot, me come hot, I come better than that. It's like a bomb in a your territory trap. Who not like it, same time them counteract. Who miss high over so the place tear down flat. Two more over so and a funeral that. When Lily come it's like a live gunshot. Moving to a target and not turning back. Parting at the clip and me have it bankrupt. Action me watch me no watch bag a chat. Heat waving at the place, look how the girl them a rock. Now that the Lily me a chat round the clock. When me come that's all a fiat. Hit a fiat watch the girl them a rock. But it's a mood, sexy brown and fat. Them you want but at them me got me come at. Me come
Latin, that me come hot. I come wicked and that me come hot. Me come blazing and me come hot. I come wicked and that. You see me style and me pattern me a trap. No pick it up, come me know you will flap. Every day bank and a base coke and crack. Walk a night time, tear down paper shop. Young police hold you, fling you in a cheap pop. Your enemy and your girl a pose a sound clash. Which part you dead? I jail and I let me come at. Me come blazing at me come at. I come wicked and that me come at. Me come blazing at me come at. I come wicked and that. This is the original that the little speaking man. I'm speaking with a lot of love in my heart. But come here, have the gun, them pan the wharf, and I'm here clear them out. So, how bad boy, get sharp, get sharp. It name Gunsin' Ting, it name the Gunsin' Ting. Lizard come back now with the Gunsin' Ting. Gunsin' Ting, it name the Gunsin' Ting. Lizard come back now with the Gunsin' Ting. Me have a trailer load of gun down a wharf. It come off. The government no want custom clear them off. Trailer load of gun down a wharf. It come off. The government no want custom clear them off. The government now with them round table talk. Cause them no want them the gun it come off. Cause if the gun them ever come off, jungle list them a jump and laugh. Tivoli man them a jump and laugh. Rima man them a jump and laugh. Matches lane man a jump and laugh. Oh, said that the gun them done. Tell them I like all the shit. Oh, said that the gun them done. Tell them I like all the shit. Men, come me have the Beretta. Yes, me have the Beretta. Beretta me have it a 18 shooter. When me a screech it, pound for your banda. Finger pan the chigga and a cock up the hammer. Say certain boy them have to run off at the corner. Cause them know that Lizard ya the real gun warrior. Me no ram, me no king teeth, me no Chester. Every time I set papa your cars right. Gunsin' Ting, it a the Gunsin' Ting. It's a comeback now with the Gunsin' Ting. Gunsin' Ting, it in the Gunsin' Ting. It's a comeback now with the Gunsin' Ting. Me have a trailer load of gun down a wharf. It come off. The government now want custom clear them off. Trailer load of gun down a wharf. It come off. The government now want custom clear them off. Cause if the gun them ever come off. Jungle list them a jump and laugh. And when they pussy it, it come off. Rima man them a jump and a laugh. And when they hit line, it come off.
Yeah, alright, well, very, very fun segment. Thank you everyone for contributing to the show. Thank you, Herbert.
Thank you, Herbert.
Jack, do you, Did you an interview of someone while you were in Coachella?
Yeah, I was wondering when we wanted to cut to that. It's pretty short.
I'm interested to hear it because you know I like sound.
I'm not.
You do like sounds. It's good. Mondo, you'll love it. You'll love it. It's really good.
I love everything.
So they, I get a lot of PR emails at Heritage Radio because I'm media. So they give my email out. It's like getting a telemarketing blast, you know? And then like everybody's like, "Hi, will you be here? Do you want to review this product?"
Blah, sure. Blah, blah, blah. Well, you're lucky.
But I got an email from a earplugs team. And I was like, yeah, send me the earplugs. And she mailed me the earplugs, and they're like $50 earplugs. They're special, like, next level scientific. Mm. We got two pairs, and we tested them. And I just interviewed the audiologist who kind of helped come up with these earplugs.
I love earplugs.
Because you know, Aaron, these music festivals are fucking loud.
Yeah, well, I've been twice. I've been twice.
You can go deaf, basically. This is a two-minute interview. Let's maybe give it a spin.
Absolutely. Yeah? I'm into it. Please.
My name is Dr. Craig Casper. I'm an audiologist based in New York City, and I am the chief audiology officer for New York Hearing Doctors, which is, again, a private practice here in New York City. You know, as a professional, and I'm also a musician. I don't play any longer, but I played bass in a hardcore band when I was a kid.
It's like Joe Galarraga.
You know, as a professional, and I'm also a musician. I don't play any longer, but I played bass in a hardcore band when I was a kid. So I'm intimately involved in this world. I work with a lot of musicians. I see what it does, excessive levels of volume for extended periods of time, what that does to musicians. I see what it does to music fans as well. And the potential is definitely there for permanent hearing loss as well as tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. So, for instance, most people, when they think of earplugs, they think of the solid, yellow or green earplugs, the little foam ones that they roll up and put in their ears.
The ones Evan uses.
Well, that's really good to protect your hearing. it's only good if it's not music that's the potential source. So, for instance, if you're using power tools or motorcycle or something that's noise like
that, shit.
Those are great options to protect your hearing.
Great options.
Hear clearly. When it comes to music, you don't want to disrupt the frequency response in any way whatsoever. And unfortunately, those foam ones, or any solid earplug for that matter, do roll off more of the high frequencies than the lows, so you lose all the clarity and the fidelity of music. With the Dubs product, which is a filtered product, and it's just an amazing type of a concept where it doesn't disrupt that frequency response, so you actually hear clearly. It's just like lowering the volume.
Oh man,
there you go.
Well, listen, Jack.
He sounds like a scientist.
He's very smart.
Let me tell you, I didn't pull this clip, and at the end of the interview, I'm like, well, doctor, thank you so much. And he's like, yeah, so where are you from in Long Island? I'm like, whoa. And he goes, oh, you don't think I do my research, too?
Oh.
It's like, woo.
He should have been a private investigator.
Did you say I'm a fluffer? And with Stroker, God. With Stroker in the back of my pocket?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
Well, listen, I have to say, I think that Herbert Spivington would absolutely hate these headphones.
They're earplugs, and he would hear them.
Earplugs, excuse me.
So,
yeah.
Did they work?
Yeah. So these.
I took them out after like 2 minutes because I'm always like, I'm losing. Like you come here to hear the fucking, to get the big sound, and I'm like, this is muted.
Are they heavy?
No, they're light. They're very light.
For me, like if I go to concerts and music festivals. When I was younger, I went to more, but nowadays I don't go to that often. So when I'm out there, it's almost like fun to hear really loud shit.
It.
Yeah, you want to feel
but
it.
If like these festivals are making kids deaf forever, like isn't that a lawsuit in the making?
But to me that sounds crazy. I mean, I went to concerts as a kid, and I remember being like, oh, this is fucking loud. I mean, I saw the Stones and Kiss and all these people. And I remember saying, oh, this is loud, but never would I think that it was going to make me deaf. But then again, maybe these kids go every fucking day. Mondo, how many concerts you been to?
Probably like 5.
Yeah, see? We're not going to. Yeah, we're safe, motherfucker. We don't fuck with that.
I remember I went to the Rough Riders concert one time, right? And they were giving out those earplugs.
Shut them down, open up shop, motherfucker.
It was a Rough Riders Cash Money tour.
They were Drag-On-sponsored earplugs.
Yo, Drag-On!
Kind of considered old
They were neon green.
Yo, wow, how he said Drag-On, though. Wow.
I'm surprised that Jack knows his hip-hop.
No, what do you mean?
Stop,
you're surprised?
Come on.
Jack, Jack really knows. He knows, because you know what? He's local. I mean, listen, he's from New York, so he knows, because...
I'm a locavore.
Yeah, he's...
Drag on,
man. DMX put him on.
That's right. Yonkers, what up?
Yeah, boy. What up? Francine, you listen to Drag On?
No, I gotta say DMX. I know DMX, but I don't know that Drag On song.
All right.
Well, I think...
DMX came to Coachella.
Do you think you know DMX?
Really?
Because he did.
You just say, you're saying Dragon.
Where that's, I think
it's drag dash on.
Yeah, because he's dragging on. Anyway, Francine, how did you get up in this?
What's your deal?
Appeared and we're interviewing you.
I don't know. Jack just picked me up on the corner.
Really?
Like over here. No.
Because that could happen. Not in a way, but that could happen. Because people need to volunteer over here.
I'm here as a volunteer.
That's
Today's
how they
my
got
first
me.
Day, and you guys put me on it.
Volunteering your
voice.
Are you gonna?
Am I welcoming? Are we welcoming?
Yeah, very welcoming.
I want to make sure
of your beer.
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm not like off putting.
Daddy gave me pizza.
Yeah, very
Stop
very
it.
Good. Yes,
Free
yeah.
music.
Let me tell you something. It took me 3 years to get pizza.
I haven't even got pizza in weeks.
Armando's never been given a pizza.
I shouldn't have said that.
No, you are very very lucky to have found these people and gotten pizza on your first time here. We rarely see that.
Thanks, Jack.
Max Bode in the house, loving it. See this dude sending me. He won't look at me. He won't make eye contact. Yeah,
you know why? Because you don't have that Bitmoji.
I know. I'm gonna get it. So Francine, but you went to Coachella.
I went to Coachella in 2011.
Oh, so you're
why didn't you go this year?
Very out of date. You gotta go.
That was the year that there was like the first food truck there at Coachella.
So
Kogi.
Yes.
What's Kogi?
See, I did my research.
Oh wow.
Kogi was like the godfather of the gourmet food trucks.
As Roy Choi.
Oh, whoa.
Oh,
wait.
Boy.
Wait. So, okay, this is actually relevant. So, Jack, you went out there, of course, to interview chefs. And what is the food scene out there, guys?
Gourmet.
It's very gourmet.
It's very VIP.
Hey, I want to get back to the food, but we have a performing artist from Coachella on the line.
Oh, put him through, please. Put her, him, or her, whoever.
It's a him.
All right, him. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Yo.
Yo, what up, Gunwash?
Oh, not too much. How are you doing?
Pretty good, man. This is a dream come true. First time on the air.
Oh, listen, well, it's a dream. The dream is on this side of the line, my pal.
shit.
See, he's so sweet.
Yeah. Well, why don't you say your name and call, tell where you're calling from and say what you'd like to say to our Gunwash listeners. We are live and international here. Worldwide.
Holy shit. Well, yeah, this is Billy calling from Greenpoint.
Hey,
Odetta.
Oh, it's Billy. Oh, okay, Billy. Yeah, I know you,
so
man.
So when we walked in, we walked into the festival having hung out with Wee Jesus and getting proper. And we moseyed our way on through the festival. And as we walked through the gates, the big jumbotron on the main stage, this man, Billy Ostick,
yeah,
is soloing
guy.
On the trumpet yeah, with Charles Bradley. Big jumbotron, Billy yeah. Ostick.
Billy's very lucky, but he's very, very good at blowing trumpets. So kudos to you, Billy. And I'm glad to hear from you. How was your experience playing at Coachella?
It was pretty damn fun. Got to see some good music and take some drugs and drink some beer. It was a good time.
And now you've been with Charles Bradley now for some time. I remember when I lived downtown, you were already with him. So it's been a couple of years now, I think.
Yeah, it's been since fall of 2011.
Oh,
going
wow.
on 4 years. Yes, been a good run, and hopefully got a little bit more to go. He's hopefully putting out a new record this year and do some more touring in Europe and shit, so be good.
So, Billy, one of the things I find crazy about Coachella is they, and Aaron, they do this shit 2 weekends in a row.
Yeah,
and it's the same lineup of bands that have to, like, come back to Palm Springs, play the same set on the same stage. What was weekend two like? Because we saw you weekend one. It was exciting, first time there. How was weekend two?
And a lot of people say weekend two is better than the first one.
Yeah.
It was definitely more interesting on our end. We had some different members in the band, so it was a little bit looser. We were definitely a little bit more drunk, and it was a good show.
See, you know, it's interesting, Jack, because and Billy, and everyone. I think that kind of sounds like a cool gig, man. 2 weekends, why not? You hang out there in Palm Springs.
Yeah, but Billy, after weekend one, got on a plane and went to, like, Louisiana,
Baton
Rouge.
You're fucking insane.
And then Portland, and
back to
Palm Springs.
Absolutely
that's crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy. You're crazy. I would have stayed in Palm Springs, bro.
Some people like that, though.
Well, but listen, okay, yeah, if you like it, you like it. But you're a performing artist. It's not like you have to pay the fee to get off site. I mean, you're playing trumpet for Charles Bradley. I mean, I would stay in Palm Springs. That's just me.
Yeah, if I could have stayed there, I would. But yeah, we hit Baton Rouge,
nice working.
Portland, and then came back. Yeah,
when you play, let me ask you something, Billy. When you play music like that in Baton Rouge, do you find the response to be? How do you find the response?
Man, it's pretty cool, man. Yeah, we did like a little after party there too. It was a good time. Won some records after the show, and they dug it. They dug the scene.
What's the artist backstage area like at Coachella? Do you run into what's the artist backstage at Coachella? Do you like hang out like with Rihanna and Kanye West? What's going on over there?
I didn't see them this time, but we were chilling with Action Bronson and got to see some friends, some other horn section members playing with the Gas Lamp Experience, I think is their name.
Did you meet Steely Dan? Did you meet Steely Dan?
Yeah. No, I haven't played with them, but members of the Budos band.
Dude, I was just going to ask if you saw the Budos band. You like them?
Yo,
do Budos. Do you know the horn section from them or from that band?
Yeah, I play with them sometimes too.
Dude, I was just going to ask if you liked that. Oh my
god. Wow.
Dude.
Mine.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, shit,
Budos,
bro.
Budos Mayhem, dude.
Hey, you know
shit,
what?
Bro. Okay.
I actually have footage of Billy playing. Let's listen to a little Billy Ostick.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, how about that, huh?
Listen, Billy, I'm always impressed. You're a snot-nosed brat, but I love your music.
Holy shit.
Come on, I love you.
Some new original shit coming out soon.
Well, listen, I'm elated that you get the chance to play at these shows, and you're doing great, and continue to do so, and come on Gunwash, play some trumpet with us. Listen, we love you, man.
I would love to see
that. Come by and hang out.
Hell yeah, I'd love to, man. I'll be there soon, definitely. Next
All
week.
All right. And
hey, shout out to Dala Records, too. The man has a record label also.
Oh, okay. Wow. Fair enough. Well, you got to put me...
Yo,
me,
yo.
Armando and I have a duo singing duo. So you got to put us on, bro.
Oh, shit. Yeah, come through. Record.
Dude, we're coming in hot, as they say.
Oh, yeah.
Bye.
Well, that was Billy Ostick... exclusive live recording of him playing with Charles Bradley at Coachella. Very talented guy. Always fun to hear from him and see him. And very nice. You feel okay, Mom?
I'm just not impressed. I'm not impressed.
With what?
I mean, why? I mean, people are like, why no one wants to go to Coachella?
No, I think it's like a person-to-person thing. I mean, if you want to go out there, it's like... It's like the Rue thing. We went to Tennessee together. It's like there's certain people who are out there hardcore, and certain people are there with jobs, and that's what it is.
I mean, it doesn't. You know, it mostly sounds like this at Coachella. You know.
Oh, I don't want to go to that.
Yeah.
Then I don't want to go. But you know what?
Sounds like.
See, that's hearing loss.
It sounds like
that's
a hearing loss. Crap Fest 2012.
I don't want to go. No,
joking.
I don't want to go to that.
Check it out.
I don't want to go to that.
No, listen, let me tell you.
I'm going to be closed-minded and not go to anything.
Mondo, you don't know. We could have a booth there next year. You don't know.
Yeah, I'll go to that.
Yeah, because
it's working. I'd rather work than just fucking walk around.
Listen, don't be like Laura Kirsch, okay? You do good stuff, okay? Listen, we're going to be out there and have a good time if that time comes. Well, listen.
HPs.
Beautiful, beautiful night here at Roberta's.
The bathrooms are both broken.
Oh, dude, it's bad. Well, listen, it's
so bad.
I don't think we should talk on that.
No, listen.
Smart man, I like it, Mondo.
Yeah, but I do want
no hater vibes, no hater vibes.
No HV. No, we're not going to talk about that, but we'll talk. But I have to say, I came into Roberta's tonight. And there's always a line, but this is a big line tonight. There's a lot of people here.
You know what happened for the first time tonight at Roberta's to me? I went to go get a cup of tea, and the lady knew that I wanted a cup of tea.
Oh, look at that. We're beautiful. We're like staples here at Roberta's.
Look at you.
You should ask her out.
No way, dude. Come on. You know I got the GF.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the GF.
Oops, sorry.
The gold Ferrari.
Yeah, that too.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. We are on Gunwash. We're going to listen to some music. Here live on the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Of
Excellent.
Course, Herbert Spliffington is going to play for us, and we will be back shortly to round out the
Let's
show
take
with
forever.
The Mondo segment and some other stuff. Gunwash.com, baby.
Champion Sound Way Rwanda. Champoos! I never read him loose.
Think of the not yet?
Yo!
Yo, well,
Red Silver come out to the cell.
Now, Peter.
Fool.
Can't send man out to have a chiaki. Big up. Mistake.
Every sound of a right to this side.
I'll chuck so up.
Own destiny.
Large
and mercy. And in a silver dancer, I'm with them.
Liga. Mistake.
So we say no freedom. Come and fish at them. And kill them off the bound.
Listen.
Watch out. From the fool and from the idiot. Silver hand. We not take no.
No.
All who know. If you pick up a rest. All who know.
Mistake.
He's a funny finger.
Silly. But you're so bad boy.
Spark large every time.
Work.
Champion Sound Way Rwanda. Champoos. I never do them lose.
Now big advances. Lawyers.
Red Silver come out to the cell.
Foundation can't done.
Watch me now. Lord of mercy.
Listen.
Every sound have a right to design him. All destiny.
That's a liar.
I in a silver dancer. I'm with them. No partiality. Switch. So we say no freedom. Come and we shot them. And kill them off the bound.
Make sure that.
Come from the fool and from the idiot. Silver axe.
Lighter.
I don't know if I
it a parasite who know me a word. He's a funny finger, I make me jolly
bird.
Puff it a parasite who know we a talk. He's a funny finger, I make the
ass. Sure.
All of a ring, all of a jump up, all of a tick up and all of a one. Buck up in a silver arm, pussy off the keep calm. A Uzi, I'm 16 and Gatling turn on. Like a military soldier, I will lyrically arm. With lyrics, he kick up from pussy.
Stop that! And the officer them say any more gunshot, dance done. See? So just continue bust the clappers thing, but no gunshot, if you know what I mean. Now hear this!
Yeah! Bossy and I bust about my bust till I
turn.
From battle and pain and sorrow. That boy I'm grateful for tomorrow. Outlaw sets up bomb clad. What am I telling you, boy? Give me some Martin. Prepare yourself, you call it.
Pussy one. Lighter.
Them a rotten. Talk them.
Lighter.
Speak and them a buffle and the outlaw big.
Lighter.
What am I telling you, boy? What say? Sound why walk the clash, but them not ready yet. Buck up in a we and a instant day. We not fi make speech, we not fi centrate. Kick up a pussy chest, sex a boy neck. Outlaw, me go blood.
Stop it! Massive, we're going to play the wickedest combination per hurt. No sound play this in combination. You disbelieve me? All right, Mr. Bounty Killer Cabra. Step grass!
Silver,
with you tune.
Any part of it, don't take no palm at all. Yeah. Some guy a weak heart, only the feet of the fittest shall survive. Yeah. Bounty Killer alongside Mad Cover, we don't take no palm at all. He's a rich lippy. Murder them silly, shot people cover.
Pussy world dead, I know. Run it, rude boy, Jesus
people
Christ.
People dead.
Dead. Half fly down and pussy world fall. Sound for
later.
Feel pain. One shot to lick like a Jesus Christ. Bounty then dead, Jesus
Christ.
Later.
Watch this.
Money down.
When after murder pussy, we no give.
Lighter. Lighter. Money down. Sit down. Yeah, yeah. I beg ya.
That's right.
Brunette. Again.
Heart fly down and pussy will fall. Sound boy.
Listen.
Feel pain. One shot to lick like a Jesus Christ. Bounty then dead Jesus
Christ. Shot them.
What? No.
When after murder pussy, we no give no blight. It no make sense a little
lighter.
Select us some pussy.
Charge. Money no.
Watch out. Who be great? Who be blind?
Lighter.
Massive. We can handle.
Lighter.
One by the shot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Again.
Shot
and again.
Pussy all dead and all. Run it to
people. Oh my God. Oh my goodness.
Sound for them.
Oh, them are not trying, man.
One shot to lick like a Jesus Christ. Bounty then dead Jesus
Christ.
When after murder pussy, we no be no.
I'll save you, master.
A little pussy, bleed and cry. Select us some pussy, on a man, a gay guy. Silver a bad boy, put on a gun.
Show up.
Who be great, who be blind, blind. In pharmacy, we gone and dead.
Mention that.
One bag of talking, same thing, me no giant. Mumma test. So Papa dead on me
now.
Time steal it, Papa the KG9. A gun in a me and a bad man. No waste time. Use we gun more pain. Murder a dead.
Listen,
silver arc and a pussy was
up. Don't punch it.
We gun more
pain. Bounty killer.
Murder a dead.
Bounty killer.
I can't
wait there.
No friend.
Gun no time. Logic no time. Church disrespect. We so be it you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Be it you. 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 What think I joke and sell silly shirt? Who fooling up and telling me to not work? Lucky level drop out now your skull burst. Big piece of fool fully known in the earth. Again! The wickedest combination. Oh no, listen! Oh my God.
Silver.
That God.
We shot guy from any part of it. Don't take no palm at all. Yeah. Some guy.
Bouncy.
Only the
fittest
shall survive. Yeah. Bounty kill alongside Mad Cobra. We don't take no palm at all.
Oh my.
Murder them steal it. Shot people cover.
Pussy world dead and all. Run it through boy.
I want you to listen to them.
Dead. Half fly down and pussy world fall. Sound boy. This is
Skin up like it no make sense. A little pussy bleed and cry. Select us some pussy on a man a gay guy. Silver and bad boy put on a gun. Watch ya, who fi creeper creeper, who fi blind blind. In pharmacy we gun and dead same time. One bag of talking same thing me no time. Mumma text up over dead and me no waste time. Steal it, pop up the KG9. A gun in a me and a bad man no waste time. Use we gun mark 10. Murder again. Silver arc and a pussy was on a friend.
That's what I
gun mark 10. Murder again. Silver arc and a pussy was
on a friend.
Gun no shine, logic no shine. Church disrespect we. Some of the muscle are your dirt. Yeah, no talk. The killer silver arc. Dress up in dead. Make stealing them try first. Do me tell them splurt. One thing to joke and sell steal his shirt. Who fooling my pan telling me to the world. But you never pop out now your skull. Burst. Big piece of fool tully down in a the earth. Little more them carry your tongue there so in a church. Mumma ball, poopa ball.
Me say.
Girls, just kill God. Come if you go.
Burst.
Big piece of fool them no see say you a perch. One this big man.
Yes.
From tongue. Girl, if a silver heart them you know that.
Hey.
Burst. Probably can man.
Now hear this.
So. Akadija, we run the border.
Slicer. Slicer.
We run the border.
Slicer.
No pussy was silver.
Yes,
you know what? We protect all your life.
Yes,
men who know what sleep we have at all.
Money, no. Again.
Big belly steal him and lad God.
I'm not from the fool. I don't take.
Jabra.
Run with him.
Listen.
Listen. Listen.
Butcher.
It's the silver. I'm from the fool. I don't think talk. Run with him. Ask your wicked. I'm not telling no lie. Lord of mercy.
Papa Jay.
Stealing with the lads. Extravagant singing things. Sweet. We don't want to latch up. So. Akadija. We run the border. From the pussy. We silver. I'm not
telling. Lighter.
Akadija. We run the border.
Lighter.
From the pussy.
We silver. I'm
not telling. You know.
Gunwash, and of course, you know, in the third segment, it is time for the one and only Mondo.
I'm so sorry, I don't have a theme song.
No, it's all good. But by the way, hold on, before you start, and I'm going to let you do your whole thing.
Can I get some more?
We should do the Big Ups version of the Mondo song.
Yeah, but you can play that. Yeah. Can you pull it?
Maybe if Declan did a better job.
Yeah, maybe if Declan was a better intern. See, Francine, you better fuck up.
Wait.
You better
Max
fuck
is
up.
Here. So let's do the Mondo segment. Come on.
All right, Mondo.
Mondo
around. Mondo, suck it a cock. Mondo.
Venus pie. So Max came through and made me really nervous now that the Mondo segment's going on. But Max, can we go to Coachella? No?
Yes.
No, yes.
Max, I wouldn't go. No.
Why wouldn't you? Even if even if I paid you.
Have you been?
No.
Never.
He likes
Wasaya. So basically,
I'm a Wasayaker, like a Burning Man guy.
Woo!
As everyone noticed, I got the HV right now.
That.
Yo, I got the HV, everybody. Hey, man. Did you know? I got the HV right now.
You got HV.
Sounds like an STD, bro.
I know I got it.
Bro, but can you take a guess at what it is? It's hater vibes.
Hater vibes. And I got it tonight. I caught it tonight.
I'm not going to say who it came from, but we don't want that around here.
Francine, I got the hater vibes and I caught it tonight.
I see that.
You see me turning green, right?
Yeah, I see it. I'm going to try and cure you.
Did you bring like a fanny pack filled with medicine?
Fanny pack?
A fanny.
Well, a fanny pack.
A fanny pack would be kind of rad.
Francine pack.
Oh!
I need a Francine pack real quick.
You should be a copywriter, dude.
I work very close with copy.
But what would you do for me to like convince, like, transform me to not have these hater vibes and
I'd take care of you. I'd make sure that all the plans were like set for Coachella.
More specific.
Well, I wouldn't have you think of anything. So like I'd book the house, I'd make sure like you get your wristband, you know like which set you're going to, which stage you're going to, where to eat.
Sounds like Odetta.
Sounds like you work at an airport.
Wait. I know.
I'm a project manager.
Oh, maybe so you coordinate like stuff.
Me. She's a PM. She's a PM.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, PM. Mm-hmm. That's MFPM.
So you have a walkie-talkie as well.
I mean, if necessary, if that's how to handle you, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. You, if you need to talk to me,
yeah, I could be at like stage two, and you'd be like eating somewhere. I'd be like, "Yo, get over here right now! The set that you want to see is starting right now."
Oh,
you know, Odetta, so that-
or you know what, Odetta is, or and Jack, is there like a. Like a golf cart at Coachella? I can't remember.
Yeah, you know, like we, so we get to, I get to DJ Bonnaroo every year. It's the third year in a row now. And we get the every year, just every year. Forever.
I think I'm going to go, Jack. I got to tell you.
Do it. Awesome.
I think I'm going to
so
fucking
we do,
buy a ticket.
As an artist, Francine, we do get the golf cart life. And golf cart life is wonderful.
Well, Mondo, are you an artist too?
Yeah.
Oh, you better fucking believe it, bro.
No, I don't know. And
oh, my God.
Ignorance.
It's okay. It's okay. I don't tell a lot of people because.
You need to know.
No, it's okay because, you know, that's my new thing.
I feel like if you don't have to think about anything, if you don't have to worry about anything at Coachella, you're good.
Yeah, but without that artist wristband, you're kind of fucked over there.
I'm pretty sure Armando was born with an artist
wristband. Well, no, unless you know a chef, because that's how I went to see, like, VIP Kanye.
We were VIP, but now at Coachella 2015, the VIP is not even good enough. Like,
VIP is VI...
HV.
But Mondo, what if you got an artist wristband tattooed on your wrist? That'd be kind of fresh.
Well, my wrist is already like fulled up.
I know. I feel like I'm
hardcore, bro.
I'm judging Coachella in 2011, and that's like decades. Like,
oh, it's forever ago.
Who performed then?
Kanye was headlining.
Did he perform this year too?
No.
He did a secret set. Yeah, he came out during the weekend.
What a faggot.
Kanye and Arcade Fire.
So who was the biggest headliner?
It was Steely Dan.
Hold on, one second. Hold on.
The biggest?
Hold on. Why am I even asking?
Hold on.
Why am I even asking for? Did you even go?
I did go
this year.
She ain't gone for like 5 years. It's been like 5 years.
So yeah, man, like five. I think I went five years ago.
Well, that's why I put that caveat out there. Like, I don't know if it's like.
She's ready. She's
you know what?
Accurate.
I'm not going. I'm not going. I put my foot down.
Oh, my God. But, Max, like, just the hater vibes are so strong that I just want to kind of, like, shut you up.
I think you need a needle in my, like, butthole or
Jack's
some
like
shit.
New meat. Let's get him all fucked up in the head.
Jack, I'm sorry. I'm not going to Coachella next year.
Got really weird really quick.
Yeah, I went with the, like, before there were two weekends.
Yo, by the way, if you want me to, I'll get really weird with y'all right now.
Jack.
Yes, sir.
You showed me your belly, and that was really weird.
That was really weird, right?
She was mad hard.
Odetta got me pregnant.
Yo. And then he's like, don't talk about my fat. He's like, I got pregnant. Don't talk about my fat.
It felt like a football.
Jack, how come we don't work? Yo, listen, I've been telling everyone, no, I'm not going to work out with you. I'm not going to run with you. I'm not doing that. No,
shit.
You and I together, we're going to do it.
But when I see like wood and lumber, it makes me want to work out.
Yeah, me too.
That's
weird, guys. No, pause. But listen, nothing wrong with that.
It's like Paul Bunyan inspiration.
Yeah, exactly.
Francine,
yeah,
okay. When are you gonna release an album?
Maybe?
Francine.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do for us this year at Bonnaroo? Before, I'm gonna give you a very, very quick caveat.
Okay.
Armando and I are not funded to go to this year's Bonnaroo.
Oh.
But we're paying out of pocket, we're still going. We're still doing the same thing we did last year.
Excuse me, you're going to get a fucking artist wristband.
Obviously,
from me,
yes.
So
we got
to
pay.
But hold on, Jack.
Dude, we're going to pay for our flights.
Yeah, but hold
we'll
on a second.
There.
I don't want to interrupt. I don't want to. But okay. Last year, there was one more band that we needed to go to like the higher step.
Yeah, exactly.
And we were like,
I'm Elton John, and then I could be Kanye one more. You know,
there was up to like level five.
Jack's
we had level
like, right,
four.
Right.
Yeah, Jack, Dr. No.
Yeah.
I'm
gonna get that
How
one.
How did
though.
You score that?
We're just, you know, sexy.
No,
but check
right.
this out. This year, I really want to, you
Obviously.
Know, do a lot of work for the show and. With this mic and just really kill it. I don't even know what to say.
Wherever I go, I got that mic.
Yeah. I'm going to take it to the toilet. Yeah, but Max is here. And
I want to hear about these emojis that he made before
Absolutely.
We close the show.
Sorry. I'm fucking up. Sorry.
Emojis?
Yeah, Max invented emojis.
Oh my! Wait, are we talking about the
new emojis?
Snaps?
Nope.
No, they're Max Bode emojis.
They're Max Bode emojis.
Bogies?
But like in one word.
Bodogies. There you go.
Armojis and Bodies. Armojis and Bodies.
Oh, Okay, I didn't know.
Are we drying up, guys?
Yeah, we're drying up because we didn't have those in Coachella. You know why? Because you know why? I didn't go to Coachella this year, and I got those HV vibes.
Yeah, but you want
to
know something? HV. I think I'm pretty sure Jack and Odetta came back with the HV vibe, except for Wee Jesus.
It's not
back.
HV vibes, guys.
Yo, Wee Jesus gave him like the posse vibes, and then like they got the HV right after that. Yeah.
Right after that, actually,
the sand got in they pussies.
Coincidentally, right after we ran into the LJK.
I absolutely hate that P word.
Yo,
I know.
Really, you don't like that?
No, why did I tell Aaron I was going to say it?
No, why did I say? What did I say? I said
what's the word?
I'm not
gonna
tell him.
I said pussy. Whatever. Yeah. Well, that's bad. I said
yuck.
It's my least favorite.
All right, so I won't say it anymore.
I knew a bunch of people that went to Coachella.
I know you're going to be here, so I won't say it anymore.
All the people I know that went to Coachella, like, they're not... I don't know, man. I don't even want to see them if I went out there. Like,
I have something interesting to report.
Please, we're dying.
We took Virgin Airlines.
All right.
Mondo
has tweeted at them quite a bit.
Oh yeah.
On behalf of Gunwash.
Did they give you this?
I gotta tell you something. I think they got the tweets. Ninja Sonic was featured on the On Air Flight Entertainment.
See, I'm telling you. Yeah. You know what's crazy?
Okay.
Should we let Ben Roby know?
In that he obviously
so then
knows.
On the way home, you know, we're going on an overnight flight. We walk into the VIP lounge, and the woman's like, "Hi, can I help you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I'm here for the VIP lounge."
Yeah,
and
you're gonna have a heart attack.
And she's like, "Great, can I see your Amex Black?" And I'm like, "Oh, I don't have that." And she's like, "Oh, Amex Platinum?" And I'm like, "Oh, I don't have that either." And she's like, "Oh."
And then she said, "Go in."
She's like,
said this.
She's like, "Let's." Oh, I did say that last week.
Mm.
Nah, but it's okay. We can repeat stories.
No, we
I
can't.
Repeat jokes all
you're
the
like,
time.
I got that Amex Brown. I got that Sprite Brown. I got that nozzle tape Brown, bitch. Ah. You don't like bitch either, right?
No, bitch is fine.
Okay, bitch.
Bitch.
Thanks for asking.
Pussy.
I called this white girl the other day a bitch, and she was like, what the fuck? What's wrong with you?
She couldn't believe what fucking is, cat.
She was like, what's wrong with you, kid?
Yeah, all right. Yeah, I think we gotta get up off the air.
Mondo's such a troublemaker.
Well, listen.
I'll go.
No.
Is that once Max is here?
Max.
Wait, can we talk about the bit emojis?
Yeah, Max. No.
We can't talk about that. Stop the press.
Why is Max being so weird? What's
going
on?
Yo, Mac, come on, man. Listen, listen, man, I'm not trying to...
Look at his denim.
I'm not trying to get HV going out
Paige?
Here. HV
in the pussy.
HV is the Welsh say. But I feel like a lot of times you're very, very open to speak on the phone to Gunwash, but in studio you recoil a little bit.
I get nervous.
All right, well, don't be nervous.
I like calling in as personalities.
Max Boat is camera shy.
That's fine. You're amongst friends, and be comfortable and speak if you'd like to speak. Yeah, and if you want to breathe or scream or whatever you'd like to do,
okay.
You're
hold my
here,
hand.
Okay. Friends. Hey, I'm Max.
And Francine is right here. Yeah.
She has a friendly pack.
This was a great show, guys.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I blew it.
No, stop.
With your HV.
For those of you...
got HV swinging out my pores.
For those of you who are on the Gunwash email thread, the cover just came to you.
Oh!
Post that on your shit, God. And for those of you on social media who will see that cover, repost it.
Repost it on that app.
Why not, right? Hits. And thank you, everyone. And Jack and Odetta, you had an adventure out in California.
It was like gonzo journalism.
Yeah, you know what? You brought back a bunch of stories.
Took a bunch of acid.
Yeah, you guys
ate
like
a lot of good food.
But, you know, I have to say, by the way, we didn't touch at all on the food thing. I'm sure you probably just had a week filled with food.
I got a 10-minute food report. It's on
the
website.
What's the best thing
right
you ate out there, Jack?
Sushi hand rolls, a Toro hand roll.
Wow.
Second favorite.
Jack, do you want to play like a minute of the food review?
Oh, it's so corny, though.
All right, fine. Yeah. I'm not going to make it. I'm sure you played it like 1,000 times.
Play it backwards.
That would be cool.
Second favorite food?
Oh, second favorite food was probably, let's see, the hamachi outstanding in the field.
Did you get diarrhea out there, Jack?
I did not shit once.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I do the same thing. I don't shit.
Can't do that. Yeah, Gotta wait till I go somewhere
else. If I went to Alaska, I would not shit.
Yeah.
ever. Okay.
See, that's how you know you're a little boy.
Right. You're correct. but you know what? Before we end, by the way, I want to just touch on this because I didn't really get a chance to. Jack and Odetta, you know, you kind of when we were talking before the show, you kind of said you like kind of a little bit bummed at Twitch, like a little tiny bit. Like
they're music.
You
fanatics.
Know, listen, when you see a lot of stuff and you take a bunch of drugs, sometimes you say, "Damn, the industry is really just a big machine," and you kind of get down on it. You know what? But it's fine.
Yeah, and you went to a big show.
You know.
And my last question, Jack.
Yeah.
You know how Drake had that song Madonna or whatever?
What happened? What did he do? I don't know anything.
We took a whole bunch of Molly, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get excited for Drake. Drake's the man.
Why not?
This is going to be great. I'm going to have a great time. It was pretty sleepy, and then Madonna came out on stage and made out with him, and everyone just kind of was like, why? Like,
huh? Is that a fail?
And then it was a big fail. And then after that, he got on the mic. He's like, I don't even know what happened, but let's get hype. And everyone's like,
He just made out with my mom, kind of.
Yeah, so disturbed. And then later said that, no, I love Madonna.
Dude, Madonna's like my mom's age and like looks like my mom.
Oh, she was really embarrassing, though. It was really forced.
Now you were really excited to see that. I remember you said that.
I was very excited to see Drake.
I'm just imagining sweaty Madonna on top of me, and I just
it was a big letdown.
I'd be fine just making out with
you know what
Madonna,
wasn't a letdown though.
What?
Really?
Steely Dan.
Yeah, we reeling in. Yeah, Francie, take it away.
There goes our new show.
Yeah. Here we go! Yeah, coming at y'all, Gunwash. So let's get ready for Thursday night here on Gunwash. We got Steely Dan coming in to make sure you come back for the rest of the show. Everybody! Come on, 718-497-2128. We got Splivington playing Steely Dan right now. That's his favorite band. Just want to let you know about that. And you're on the George Washington Bridge trying to take the lower level. It's jammed up up there. LIE on exit 70 is looking a little wacky.
So much HP.
A lot of HB on the fucking BQE. HB on the BQE right now.
You see, fucking so much copyright and shit on the BQE.
Oh, man. Yeah. Shouts to Adam Pasolka, who loves Steely Dan. Mercury. Are you fucking up?
You know what? I don't like music festivals.
Neither do I. But you're going to go to Bonnaroo, right?
Yeah.
Make sure you put those days in wherever you work, man.
Now, let me rephrase that question. I just don't like those music festivals that they'll have like an old person and then like a new person.
Oh man, I ate.
I don't like anything.
I ate meat today for the first time in like 5 months and I'm sweating a little bit. So I'm glad that we had such great exercise tonight. It's true, right? I know. Yeah, I'm not into it.
You're crazy.
But I got a lot of exercise tonight. Thank you, everyone.
Steely Dan's the best band of all time.
Absolutely. Next to...
Doesn't get any better.
I had a joke, but I forgot it. Nope. Okay. Well, listen, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. And, of course, this has been Gunwash, our review on Coachella. And, you know, our pals go every year. This is the
main
review.
I'm going to lose my
review.
Media credentials now.
Hey, listen, I think we did a great job. And you know what? Your media credentials are safe with me.
And solid.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you, Francine, of course, for joining us.
Thanks
Max
for
Bode,
having me.
You didn't say, what?
Does she have to do a drop?
Oh, Max Bode, look at that, knowing shit. Creative director Max Bode. Yeah, learning.
You stole my joke again, Jack.
Yeah.
How many times, Jack, do you know to drop my joke? Oh. Jack steals my jokes.
I do.
Okay, Francine, you know what? It doesn't matter. Just fucking do it and say Gunwash.
Gunwash.
No. You got to do a drop. You got to make a statement to the world.
Okay.
And then you got to say, boom, Gunwash.
It's like, yo.
Hey, this is Francine. You're listening to Gunwash on Heritage Radio.
See, people say they don't know what a drop is, but they do, obviously.
I just learned.
Yeah, you All right, well, thank you, Francine, and we'll see more of you around. And, of course, thank you for everyone that called in this evening to talk about Coachella. My name is Aaron, and we have the entire... Gunwash, nozzle tape, fan. Well, not the entire, but everyone's here.
I changed my name today, too.
That's cool. What to what, man?
Hater vibes.
No, to Corey Sidlerack.
All right. All right. Well, we can touch on that next week. We're running out of time. Thank you, everyone, for calling in and listening. We are on gunwash.com. We are a proud broadcaster from the heritageradionetwork.org.
Donate.
It's really true.
I'm going to pull out my checkbook.
Yeah, you got the Old Navy card.
Hey, listen, whether it's $1 or $5 or whatever you want to do, donations help us bring this content to you. And we are proud of that stuff, and we will see you next Thursday here on Gunwash. Herbert Splivington, please pull up music, and good night, everyone.
Good night. Wash.
I seen you cruising with a low rider. listening to the hoodoo rhythm devil. Around the bay, they got some crazy DJ. Send your right out to heaven. Jim and the weed for greed, he was taken back. Shot of the fox, you old slack. Cleverly the fox conceals his stash. Crisp dollar bills can leave no tracks. In the back of a black Cadillac, the voodoo music travels down Skid Row. Only black men can go. The shady deal unravel. Much as they slow. I don't feel the weather.
slip into the future. De noche nos habla con voz, nos hablan sus manos noche tras noche, noche tras noche, no contarnos cuatro luchados, la cruz en sus brazos por vida con un sapo, la cruz en sus brazos por vida con un sapo. Camina por calles buscando sin luz el lugar de su cruz, de su cruz, de su cruz, soñando con carros, cuatro unos charros, la cruz en sus brazos por vida con sapo, la cruz en sus brazos por vida con sapo.
From there. There's a season by the name of summer. known to bring out the very lovely girl. What it do, talk to? As cars ride down the street, some might be on candy, 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 candy. Real pretty, just like the girls do. Hey, hey, hey. Yo, summertime, speaker box, knock big smalls. Hell of a trunk, knocking pictures off walls. It was all a dream. Hot turf, 24 seal, brown and green fatigue. Camouflage, guide dog, show me some love. Fucked up, up off a Remy in a bottle of Bud. Like Mr. Benz, I throw a rock at her hand. I get to mix it with a pot in my hand. Tap, get to mix it like a pot in a pan. I stay solid like I'm rocking up grams. I stay fly like I don't gotta land on the mic. Get loose like a hoe with no man. Ice cubes, grape juice, lemonade or cran. Take a renegade, make it go with the plan. Black and silver, green and yellow, black and silver, or plan. Black and silver, green and yellow, black and silver, or plan. Oh, there's a season by the name of summer, known to bring out the very lovely girl.
Hi, listeners. We want to tell you about a podcast we're really digging. It's called Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Radio. Every week, they travel the world to find the most fascinating stories about food, including children who harvest cod tongues after school in Norway, and a detective who tracks down food thieves. And on Milk Street Radio, you can always find the unexpected. The comedian who ranks apples using an elaborate 100-point system, the secret history of grocery stores, and how to eat your way through Italy. They also interview the most beloved names in food like Jacques Pepin, Sola Awele, Jose Andres, Jet Tila, Ina Garten, Nigella Lawson, and Padma Lakshmi. Plus, co-hosts Christopher Kimball and Sarah Moulton do live calls with listeners and answer their questions about ingredients, techniques, and culinary mysteries. Like, why roasting a leg of lamb made one caller's oven explode? Ever wonder why your bread won't rise or your souffle falls flat? Chris and Sarah have the answers. You'll also hear from a rotating cast of contributors, including Kenji Lopez-Alt, Cheryl Day, Dan Pashman from The Sporkful, and Alex Inouz, a French guy cooking from YouTube. Take a listen at 177milkstreet.com/radio or just search your podcast app for Milk Street Radio.